With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The White House is drawing attention to gas pump prices on this holiday weekend. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
With many Americans traveling over Labor Day weekend, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt points to a bright spot in the economy. The national average price for gas is about $3.15 per gallon, the lowest Labor Day price at the pump since 2020.
These savings at the pump are giving everyday American families more room in their budgets at the end of each month.
According to Gas Buddy, gas this Labor Day weekend is about 15 cents a gallon lower than last year. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former GOP Senator Jim Talent says negative comments about prayer after the Catholic school shooting in Minneapolis follow a disturbing trend in public attitudes these days about the Christian faith.
Up to late 80s, the culture as a whole was positive towards Christianity. Then it was neutral for a generation. And now the commanding heights of the culture, which is left wing, has turned negative. And you do see that In a lot of ways.
Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. California voters will decide in November whether to okay a new congressional map that would benefit the already majority Democrats in the state. The campaign to influence voters has begun. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and his Democratic allies want voters to approve the new districts. Republicans and others say it's a Democratic power grab. Days into the campaign, supporters and opponents each bought in more than $10 million in advertising. Spirit Airlines filing for fresh bankruptcy protections months after emerging from a Chapter 11 reorganization. It will continue to operate as normal during the voluntary restructuring, and customers can book trips and still use tickets, the company says. This is SRN News. Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith, the first installment of a short documentary series tracing its history from its founding in 1850 to the present day. The six-part series will highlight pivotal moments in the church's legacy, from serving as a station on the Underground Railroad to opening a credit union for members in 1950 to developing a senior living center and affordable housing units in the 2010s that continue to operate in Brooklyn today. Several Florida cities are facing deadlines in coming days to paint over or remove rainbow crosswalks, brightly colored street crossings meant to celebrate gay pride. In letters from the State Transportation Department, communities are being ordered to remove them by early next month. In July, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy gave governors 60 days to identify safety improvements and turn the roads back to safety and not political messages. This is SRN News. Three Scottish brothers set a world record for fastest Pacific row.
Jamie Ewan and Lachlan McLean completed the journey in 139 days, arriving in Australia. They rowed over 9,000 miles nonstop from Peru, becoming the first team to achieve the full crossing from South America to Australia. The trio from Edinburgh endured seasickness, injuries, and violent storms, including one that swept Lachlan overboard, while raising over $940,000 toward a goal of over $1 million for clean water projects. I'm Julie Walker.
Tennessee authorities say a cold case investigation reveals that a sheriff who inspired a Hollywood movie actually killed his wife in 1967 and led people to believe she was murdered by his enemies. Prosecutors say there's enough evidence that they could indict Sheriff Buford Pusser if he were still alive today. This is SRN News.